Maybe they don't got a big
agenda. Okay, I'm gonna call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for March 27, 2025, 6:30 p.m. And the first thing we're going to do is the Pledge of Allegiance. Just like over here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1, 2.
Nope, I'll just be loud.
Oh, okay.
Here comes Earl.
Check, nope. Check, 1, 2.
I do want that one to work, though, because it's nice for them to be able to hear when their backs to them.
But if one don't work, none of them gonna work.
It's not gonna work. All right, we'll let Earl come and then we'll do roll call.
Okay.
Okay, so next on the agenda is roll call. We'll start with Kevin.
Kevin Williams. Earl Margot.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Jill Leva.
And then Beatrice. Okay. The next on our agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Are there any public comments to start the meeting? Okay, not seeing any. Moving on to agenda item number 3. We're going to do approval of the minutes for our March 13th, 2025 meeting. Are there any recommendations for edits or suggestions for changes?
Move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, approved. Moving on to agenda item number 4, approval of the agenda for today's meeting, March 27th, 2025. Are there any holds, combines? We will combine the last two. But besides that, I think we're set. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting? Okay, we have a motion. All in favor?
I don't know if you want to combine the last two.
They're for the same person?
I know, but there was a zone change.
Yeah, we can do them separately. Okay, if you prefer to do that way, we can do it that way.
Yeah, I approve it.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye? All right. We are now going to go down to, do we have any informational items? It says
on here. Saturday, April 12th, Commissioner Sagerbloom will be hosting a cleanup with Wetlands Park at the Sunrise Trailhead. Just take Sunrise till the very end, or Hollywood until the very end, and you hit Sunrise Trailhead.
Okay.
At 8 a.m.
All right. Any other informational?
Where is this going to be at?
Sunrise Trailhead.
And how did I get information on it?
You go online or go to our newsletter.
4:12?
Yes.
Yeah.
8 a.m.
Okay. And anything else for information? No. All right. So we're going to go to the first item on the planning and zoning agenda. So item number 1 is VS250154, Teca Family Trust and Sabios Gilberto TRS. It's a vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Cooper Road, located between Madge Lane and Sloan Lane within Sunrise Manor. Are the applicants here? Would you like to come forward, please? Come on up. If you have anything for us to see, could you just sit it up for me? Okay, if you can go ahead and state your name and your address for the record.
Sure. My name is Lorenzo, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-I-O. Last name is Brasco, R-A-U-S-C-O.
For the recording.
5950 Cooper Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113.
Okay. Do you want to come on over here?
Just present what you're doing.
And then if you can just tell us what you are here for.
Okay.
Here, give the mic to Ken.
The mic's not working.
They're not working, unfortunately.
So
something's wrong.
What I did on the pandemic, I removed an old gate It was there for like 30 years, I want to say that. I bought this property 6 years ago. So I removed the gate. And that time, I'm talking about pandemic. I have a small company, my guy doesn't have too much work. And I know the right way to do it, just go out and ask him for a permit to build the gate, what I did. But the permit was taking so long, and I said, well, I'm just gonna do something simple. And I ended to do like electrical gate and stuff like that. Okay. So if somebody get jealous, call the city, of course that's gonna happen. So we discovered that section, it was part of the county, like the little notch. I don't know the right dimension, but it's about like 30 by 30.
Okay.
So what I tried to get is the vacancy to get that little piece of land. That way I don't have to move the gate, because if I move the gate forwards, I had to cut a half. I'm using one motor right now because I got a sliding gate. I have to have a swing gate, because if I use the same one, I had an arena, so that's not gonna work over there.
Okay.
But the point here is end of the road. Like the copper, it's like the end of the road. So that's what I try to see if I can get it. And I don't know if I have to add this. I am the person to maintain the whole road, because, and I never asked for a penny to the neighbors. I put water every once a week. I put a tight tube when I need it, and I keep the dust down and things like that. That's what I do extra for my community.
Okay. We're gonna go ahead and see if there's any public comment, and then if there's any questions from the board, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So this is a public hearing. Is there any public comment?
Don't go yet.
Oh, you're okay, you're okay. Yeah, Sarah, yeah. Are there any public comments on this agenda item? Did you wanna go, if you're gonna
phone up? My name is Kevin Marcello.
Okay.
And I'm at 980 Temple View Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. And so I think what he was trying to explain to you is that the road, that copper road that this is on, is a dead end. There's houses that are side yards, and the area where the gate is, so you can see. You can see here, this is the copper road, and this is this little section here is where the gate is. So that's the little section.
Okay.
So what he was saying to you is that there's an arena here, and there's an arena here, and he has a boarding facility. So
okay.
Oh, you got all that.
We're good.
And then he takes care of the roads. He helps all the neighbors. And
so you wouldn't be opposed to?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's all we need to know. Cool.
Are there any public comments on this agenda item? Okay, seeing none, we'll close that part of the agenda. Board members, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Okay,
I'll make a motion. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, so you have a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion per staff recommendation.
Okay, motion to approve per staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
All right, good.
Okay, thank you.
So remember, you still need to go to...
Yeah, to the next meeting.
Yeah, to the next meeting. Yep.
Yeah, planning commission.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to agenda item number 2, ZC25.
And you don't have to stay for the whole, you don't have to stay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. You're good. You don't have to stay.
I mean, it's nice having people looking at us, but you're good.
But.
Excuse us. Okay. So agenda item number 2 is ZC25.
You guys can go out the door right there if you want to. Well,
we've 0170 Hernandez Aquiano Alex Hernandez Gladys. It's a zone change to reclassify 0.36 acres from an RS5.2 residential single family zone to a commercial general zone for a future commercial development, generally located on the north side of Sahara Avenue and the east side of Lamont Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Nope. I'm the representative.
You're the representative, okay.
Doesn't show much, but I think you guys can see this. This is the site.
What's your name, I'm sorry?
Okay, yeah. For the record, my name is Cressida Torella. I live in 712 Maxley Court, Las Vegas, NV 89145.
Okay.
I'm here with Designland PLLC. I'm here to represent the owner, the applicant.
Okay.
So this is the site of the property, is currently vacant right now. And I colored all the yellow ones. These are all single family properties. And these pink ones around here, 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 here are all commercial already. Okay. And then the orange, the huge orange one on this part is multifamily houses. And this yellow zone along Sahara, these are all planned neighborhood commercial planned land use. So that's why some of the properties were converted already. The client wants to someday wants to put up a restaurant there, or he's asking us or asking our help what other commercial establishments he can build there. So we're gonna do the plans for him, whatever.
Okay.
This is a public hearing. Does anyone have comments on this agenda item?
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay, come on up.
Yeah, I just have some.
Go ahead and make sure you give Joe your name.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court, Lake Mead. So it's an empty lot right now. Mm-hmm. You want to make it into a restaurant? And have you, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want, have you have any plans yet? Or what kind of restaurant are you going to do?
Not yet. Uh-huh. So the first step from the planning department, we need to change the zoning first. From a single family residence into a general commercial. That's our first step. And okay,
that's fine. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so when we get the approval, we're gonna be the firm that's gonna take care of the plans.
Gotcha.
So we are here to make sure that we're all code compliant.
Last question. Have you talked to the community around there? Are they open to that or do they don't? See, the problem is a lot of these convenient, when they open up a restaurant and they make a convenience store, mm-hmm. it actually attracts a lot of homeless because they live off the track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you may want to talk to the homeless and find out what kind of plans are you are, because that's the problem that we're having. Like, there's a Pizza Hut, people are living from the food on it, mm-hmm. and it attracts homelessness. So that's just something. Have you talked to the homeless people in the community?
I'm going to tell our client to maybe do their homework on that.
Okay.
Client is here, by the way.
Okay. Do we have public comment from anyone else?
Don't you have to notify somebody with
here? Yeah, everybody would have gotten a notification. They could have come tonight, but yes.
Yeah.
But this is something that we're hearing a lot of mm-hmm. when people are doing commercial development, just to make sure that you're aware of that.
Yes.
Okay. All right, seeing no other public comment, I'll close that part of the hearing. Board, do you have any questions?
Yeah,
Earl?
I have. It's currently master plan, neighborhood commercial. Planning, can they put restaurants in neighborhood commercial?
Yes.
Or is it, everything else I've seen, it's been like offices. All the stuff she pointed out, there was commercial as offices right along that block. And the reason is because it backs up to houses. The houses are only like 30 feet from the back. The house is 30 feet from the fence, it looks like. I got pictures of it just now, like in the media, went there. And it seems like if they got that kind of a business, like a bar or a restaurant, if they're not working like 8 to 5, like an insurance office that you have over there, a mobile home sales company that's been there for decades, right next to that one, right across from where they want to cross Lucerne, across Lamont, is a mobile home sales company, been there for decades. Then you got an insurance office, and down the way you got other business, a tax office, and none of them are restaurants that are open after 5 o'clock. And if you look at these maps, let me put this up there in the picture. These are all homes, I call it yellow, the subject property. And right behind it, every one of those are houses. And you see how close the house is to the property line. So it shouldn't be a high intensity commercial use, it should be like an office building. To make it a nice community for the people who actually have lived there for decades. That's my view.
So neighborhood commercial is one of our land use categories. Now, besides just CG, there are other zoning classifications that become conforming to neighborhood commercial. Now, of course, yes, office uses are permitted in a CG zone. The same with restaurant also. Now, for the residential, and I'm sure you're aware of this too, in residential and commercial is going to be the more intensive use. So when there's a situation like that, there's a buffering requirement that the applicant would have to provide, which is an 8-foot CMU block wall with the 15-foot wide landscaping, yes. Double row of evergreens. So that is a requirement when it comes to situations like this. So offices and restaurants are permitted and allowed in CG, but when they are
close to residential. There are other rules and regulations in our Title 30, like buffering and screening, that come in to help.
Okay. But I mean,
3 days ago, those homes were approved by the county, and subsequent to that, these office buildings were built behind some of the homes on the same block, and that kind of set the tempo for that part of the neighborhood, in my opinion. We make a promise when we give zoning and we allow subdivision and shop. We make a certain promise to the people who were there first to try to maintain that neighborhood, that way of life for the neighborhood. It's been established already. And when the county comes in later and approves projects that are more intensive, that's taking away from the community that's been existing for decades. That's my feeling.
Okay. Harry, did you want to jump
in? That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
All right, Forrest, come. No, and I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, you as the representative, you guys aren't sure what you want to put there. I mean, it's still, whether it be an office, whether it's something else that hasn't been determined. Right now, you're just trying to get the zone change. So what we're here for is the zone change. And if you should come back with a project, yes, then you would come back before us to talk about a project. So right now, we're not talking about the project because we don't know exactly what the project is.
Yes,
right now, we're just talking about the zone change, which would conform with what, I mean, by the way, what I'm looking at, it would match what's already there based on what you're stating. So,
yep.
I mean, until I know exactly what, I mean, I can support the zone change, knowing that you do have to still come back if it's going to be a restaurant, if it's going to be office space, if it's going to be whatever fits into that, mm-hmm, you still need to come back before.
Yes.
So, I'm okay knowing that we still have some meetings and some community meetings, mm-hmm, and some other things that would have to take place before you actually decide what to put there.
Exactly.
I just wanted to clarify that. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Add to my comment, I'd like to support zone change, but not to what you're asking. It's master for a neighborhood commercial. Mm-hmm. And it's currently zoned residential.
Okay.
So I would go for the master plan, mm-hmm, which is neighborhood commercial. If you go to more high intensity use, I would.
Okay. So that clarifies it.
Okay.
So what we have before us, do we have a motion to approve?
I'd like to make a motion to deny.
Okay. So we have a motion to deny. All in favor of denial? Okay, we have one. So the motion fails. Do we have a motion for approval? Motion to approve per staff recommendations? Okay, motion to approve per staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have three, so it, and one opposed. So you pass.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take 3 and 4 separately. That's what you'd like to do, Earl, is take them separately? Okay.
So if I, depends on the applicant, it's good to read them all together, but you vote on them separately.
Right.
Because they'll talk about the whole plan.
Right, right. But you want to do the two separate votes and everything? Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah. That's very good.
Okay, so we're going to go to agenda item number 3, which is ZC250180, Ojea Group, LLC, zone change to reclassify a 0.4-acre portion of a 0.63-acre from a CP, which is commercial professional zone, to a CG, commercial general zone, for an existing commercial development. Generally located on the south side of Charleston Boulevard, 150 feet east of Lucerne Street within Sunrise Manor. And then number 4 is WS250181, Ochea Group, LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: reduced street landscaping, and 2, alternative driveway genomics. Design review for site modifications in conjunction with an existing commercial building, proposed restaurant and related facilities, on a 0.63-acre in a commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Charleston Boulevard, 300 feet west of Lamont Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Madam Chair, members of the board, hello, Denisio Gordillo, 204 Bell Isle, Fort Henderson, Nevada, 89012. Would you like me to spell it?
No.
I don't get here very often, but
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm here to represent the applicant on this matter on both items. Let me deal with the zone change first. This is a developed site. It operated, it was approved and operated as a restaurant and tavern for a number of years. So what you see here on this plan, everything's existing. All we are doing is revitalizing and reinvesting in the site. When this was originally approved, right where my pen is roughly the half of the kind of bifurcates or by, you know, the parcel. The southern half of that parcel is currently zoned CP. The northern half is currently zoned commercial general. As you can see, the southern half was basically a parking lot to support the existing use that was in that building. What we want to do, so we don't have to deal with different sets of development standards, we want to unify the site with one consistent zoning district. And that was more or less also in concert with what the planning department wanted, rather than have to deal with two zoning districts. So the first item three, is to rezone the southern half the same as what the northern half is, so that we have one parcel with one zoning district with the same development standards. All right, we are full agreement. We appreciate staff's recommendation. We're in full agreement with all conditions of approval, and we respectfully request your approval on item three. On item four, again, this is an existing site, so the constraints are pretty much handed to us. We're not redeveloping the site. It's not a full demo, and then of course redeveloping completely starting from beginning. So all the constraints have already been there for us. That's why you see waivers on here. There's no way to avoid any kind of waiver because the site exists. What we are doing though is we are revitalizing and really enhancing what's there now. I'm not sure if many of you have driven by and seen how much disrepair the site was before this was taken over. If you drive by now, we've painted the building, we've added some fascias to it, we've added most of the landscaping, we're still adding some of the landscaping that you see here. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on everything except for the throw tubs, and I'll get to that in a second. But as you can see, we are enhancing the property substantially. Here is a recent, and they're not in color, but at least wanted to show you, here's a recent picture of what the facade changes looks like. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Aloha Kitchen. That is the applicant, even though it's an LLC. Okay. Multiple Aloha Kitchens are throughout the valley, and so this is going to be the subsequent one. And, well, I'll get to the commercial driveway here in a second. So the waiver that Public Works is not supporting is, of course, the existing driveway along Charleston. And again, it exists as all the other driveways on Charleston. It's a pan driveway, it's not a commercial driveway. We're currently working with Public Works to try to come up with an alternate solution where we don't have to reconstruct that driveway into a commercial driveway. The reason why, that's a commercial driveway that's just probably 660 feet west of the site. As you can see, it's much wider, it has the commercial radii. If we were to construct a commercial driveway on this site, it is so narrow that there's the possibility that it would wipe out all of our parking on the east side of the site. And obviously that'd be, we'd becoming before you for a waiver of parking, which for this type of use, which right now it's operating as a restaurant, but it will operate as a tavern as well, has a pretty high parking requirement, so we'd rather provide the parking than have to come in and request. In this case, it would be more than 50% reduction in parking. So what we've proposed to Public Works, and they're currently reviewing it, is we may eliminate two more parking spaces on either side of that drive aisle so that we get to the point where we meet the throat depth requirement of 25 feet. That way there's no conflicts of cars backing up from their parking space into vehicles that are coming into the site. They haven't given us a definitive answer. They're basically, we're reviewing it, but in instances where we've run into this throughout the valley, they have agreed to eliminate additional parking. And again, it may be a combination of, we either stripe those two parking spaces, we put curbing, or we may add landscaping. But again, you cannot park there. So that way it precludes any backing up of vehicles, parked vehicles, with vehicles that are entering the site. So That is our solution, our preliminary solution, but we are open to suggestions. But I can tell you that we are working with Public Works on trying to come up with something that they're happy with, that will work for us, that does not require full redevelopment of that curb cut. So again, with that, we agree with staff's recommendations and conditions, and we respectfully request your approval as well.
Okay. All right, so this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on either of these agenda items?
Yeah, I'd like to speak on
it. Okay, Al?
Do you want to read the site plan up?
Yeah, I'll just do that. First of all, I respect what you're trying to do here. You know, I'm kind of active in the community. I know that Charleston, between Nellis and Eastern, is a very high homeless magnet. And my question number one to you is, if this is going to be a restaurant or not, and if you do develop, I'm just asking that hopefully you have good practices to reduce the homeless, get good trespassing signs on there, maybe get some cameras. As you know, the homeless go through the trash cans every night to try to get stuff so they can build an encampment, and hopefully we can reduce that as we start redeveloping. Now, there's been some comments that you can't trespass anybody. That is true. The only person that can trespass is a policeman. But if there's a no trespassing sign and they're sleeping there and somebody reports it, the police will do some. Maybe they can ticket them. And usually when these guys get a ticket, they go to warrant, and then you go, hey, listen, if you come over here, if you don't move, the police is going to come, and they just take off. So that's how we've been doing to keep our area clean. Now, I can't trespass anybody because I'm not law enforcement. And there's only certain areas that I can personally initiate a trespass. But if there's a no trespassing sign, they will give them a ticket. And that's just what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Anyone else like to do public comment on this item? Seeing no one else, we'll go ahead and close that part of the hearing.
And then
you want to address that?
So one of the things that we walked the site before we started doing any kind of improvement, so we understand the issue of vagrancy and just junk that piles up. And so that's why we wanted to open up as quickly as possible. However, we need your approval to move forward with the rest of the opening. So right now it is only operating as a restaurant with limited hours, but it is open. It has security there. Okay. We're going to have new low-level lighting that meets minimum building parking requirements, which are safety requirements.
Right.
2 weeks ago, there was a mattress right next to the building that was dumped, and then someone put it on, you know, it was on fire. So the idea that we're going to have round-the-clock supervision is beneficial to the area. Of course, the lighting is going to be beneficial as well.
Okay.
All that landscaping, and the way the site is structured, I don't know if you can tell off of this plan. Again, this is one of the constraints that we inherited when we purchased the property. All the landscaping you see there is on our property. It's not on the opposite end or on the street side of a wall. The wall here along Nevada, it's just a very narrow space where we can't do landscaping. So that landscaping is on our property as well, because we understand landscaping along the street can create more vagrancy in some instances. So we believe that a combination of all those factors will eliminate, or if nothing else, at least reduce the occurrence of that happening on the site.
Okay.
Okay.
Board questions?
Yeah, I think we did a great job with trying to work with the county on this, and a great job of doing the proposal. And you came forward and took it to it. It's really good, and I'm for it. But I have one question about the frontage on Nevada Street.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it? Is it any vacant dirt there at all? Is there any planter box at all there?
On the street side of the wall?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's almost like a triangle, but at the widest point is not even 6 feet.
Okay.
So most of the landscaping strip is on the inside of the wall on our property.
Okay. Would it be just, I didn't get the chance to go look at the back. I know the property very well. I've been driving for 50 years. But on the back of that wall, is there room to put like a desert landscape or native cactuses that could survive, you know, without water?
Well, we could do, I mean, we actually thought of doing the, I don't know if you've seen the cacti that's constructed out of steel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not live landscaping, so it wouldn't meet the requirement. But that's why we have one of the waivers in front of you is to do that.
Okay.
So that we have some options to figure out what we're going to do along that little strip. But again, it's very, it narrows down to a point.
Yeah.
I guess when they constructed the wall, I'm not sure that the survey they were working off of was very accurate. Otherwise, it would have been parallel to the sidewalk. One of the other things that we had discussed initially is also providing access onto Nevada, but we scratched that just because of the potential for impact along Nevada, which is primarily a single family residential street.
Good job.
Well, I'll just suggest this to you. It would look a lot nicer to the people on the other side of the street looking at it all day if they had some maybe a big rock there instead of a statue of a big rock or some.
Yeah, there's options.
6-inch gravel, not stuff people can sleep on, to make it look nice in the back there.
Yeah, the water district does that a lot. They put in big boulders to preclude people from just hanging out in those little strips of land.
Something like that. It's cheap. It's no means.
We will.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Well, I agree with Earl. I drive by that every day, and I watch it when it was a pure, shithole. Much improved.
Okay, so there's two agenda items. So the first one is on the zoning.
I'll make a motion to follow staff recommendation for approval.
Okay, so a motion to approve per staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous approval for that one. And then on the second agenda item, we have one approve and one denial. The denial is on the throat depth for the driveway.
I'll make a motion to approve item number...
So it's the development standard.
What number?
One.
This item number...
Oh, this one's 4.
I make a motion to approve item number 4. And follow staff recommendations based on what your conversation was, is to continue to work on the option of those parking spot, because we don't know, but I know you have to go through a couple of more meetings here.
Yeah.
And so hopefully by the time you work your way through the next planning meeting, you can have that figured out with staff. So the motion is to follow staff recommendation for approval of 1 and denial of 2, but we know that you're going to work through that process.
Work.
So the motion is to follow staff recommendation.
Okay. So on agenda item number 4, we're just going to go with what staff recommendation is. So that's an approval and a denial. All right. Do you have a motion? Do you have a motion? Okay.
Yep,
all in favor
motion.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so we are now to general business. I don't see any general business, no? Okay, agenda item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court. I'm active in the community to reduce homelessness and reduce crime. And I want to report some things that I'm having success with and what are some of the challenges. First of all, I'm very honored to say that Tick City Blooms team does seem to be going out there and doing weekly cleanups, and I want to get more involved in that. Now, unfortunately, my commissioner Kirkpatrick, I don't think she's doing that, and we have a tunnel that goes between Pizza Hut all the way down, and I'm really trying to get the law enforcement to go down there. We don't even know who's down there. There could be a drug center down there and we don't know. So I'm hoping that, I know that that's what I'm going to be talking to her, so we can finally clean that area. That's the last area that we got to clean up.
Okay.
And then regarding trespassing, yes, I cannot trespass anybody, but we've had a lot of success with having trespassing signs.
Mm-hmm.
And the police will come, and usually they'll at least give them a ticket. And that, if they give them a ticket, we know it's going to go to warrant. So when you see a homeless in your area, you go, hey, listen, man, the cops are going to come, and you're going to have to answer a lot of questions. You better leave, because they're about ready to call the cops on you. And it kind of gets them going.
Okay.
So that trespassing signs have a lot of power. You don't really have to have trespassing issue powers. Number one, number two, we need to get that thing cleaned up, and I'm pushing for a what's called a security subcommittee, where if you're in an HOA, you have a document that says that you can actually initiate a trespassing process, and we're trying to get that through. And maybe when you guys approve these HOAs, that maybe we make it an ordinance that you have to have a security subcommittee with trespassing powers on community property. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, and you know we try to do our best with landscaping.
No, I know that. Yeah, I know that you guys are doing close.
Any more general public comments? Did you want to say?
Yes, what are we doing about the, it's right along the wash, Lake Mead, the wash, that 7-Eleven right there?
Yeah.
There's a big encampment going on right there right now. And I saw the police out there the other day. I was just wondering, you're doing an amazing
Lake
job
Mead?
In that area, by
Lake
the way.
Mead and where?
It's up the wash, you know, where Lake Mead is.
Oh, yeah, right.
The
okay,
wash, that older side.
Cross street from Bob yeah. Price. Cross street from Bob Price Community Center.
Yeah, cross street from Bob Price. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. I haven't gone down there because, to be honest with you, it's right in the middle of my district, between District 12, you know, and the problem that we're having right now is that you can move these people, but they're just going to keep moving. So my plan, what I'm doing is I'd rather have somebody like help go and diagnose, see what they want, see what their problem is before they move them. And I haven't gotten to that. It's already been reported, and that's my next step. But I haven't, it's kind of like an area that I'm just not having touched yet, but I know what you're talking about. So that's,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We're just not supposed to go back and forth. This is the public addresses, but we can talk afterwards.
Okay. All right. Any more
well,
public
I said
comment?
Well, I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, just talking.
No, yeah, we'll just finish up, and then you'll be able to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So next meeting date is April 10th, 2025, and we are adjourned.
Now we can talk.
All right. Now you can